Your Eminence, Bishop, and ladies and gentlemen, before I leave this wonderful church, I particularly wanted to thank Bishop Vahan for this really exquisite icon, and I shall treasure it for the rest of my life. And I'm hugely grateful. It will be a very special memento of my visit to you all here today. And I particularly wanted, more than anything else, to express my warmest thanks for such a marvellous welcome here to St. Yerisha. I also, on this occasion, just wanted to pay a special tribute to Vatsyan Tim Almanukian for the wonderful generosity which has enabled this church to flourish the way it does. It's yet another example of his and Tema's incredible and continuous generosity to so many remarkable causes all over the world. I'm also so deeply grateful to the ambassador, Dr. Armin Sarkissian, who showed me so carefully around Armenia 2 years ago. It was a visit I'd been looking forward to for so many years, and finally I achieved it. And his hospitality was indeed hugely appreciated. And I'm also so grateful to you, Bishop Vahan, because I know that the Armenian Church in the United Kingdom and Ireland is blessed to have such a primate, whose wonderful work for the Armenian community is rooted in his profound faith and apparently boundless energy. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so pleased and delighted to be with you today and to join my prayers to those of the world's oldest established church, which I understand originated from the missions of the apostles Bartholomew and Thaddeus, and was formally recognized as the national faith in, remarkably, 301 AD. So we are very young here in the United Kingdom in terms of Christian experience. So whilst it is a joy for me to be in St. Yerisha this morning, it is, of course, the most soul-destroying tragedy that the Armenian Church is facing such indescribable persecution in the Middle East, in countries where Armenian Christians have long lived peacefully with their neighbors. It is literally heartbreaking to learn of the attacks on Christians and on the churches where they gather, such as the mindless, brutal destruction of the Armenian church in Dar el-Zur earlier this year, a treasured memorial to the appalling sufferings of the Armenian people. Your Grace, I should like to thank you for standing before us today to tell us about the continued sufferings of the Armenian Church in Iraq. I should also like to say that I greatly admire the courage and faith of your flock, who are an example to us all of faith, quite literally, under such grotesque and barbarous assault. Today's Gospel reading reminds us of our Lord's words of comfort and encouragement to those who are undergoing persecution. Perhaps we need also to remember the instruction issued by the writer to the Hebrews: remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. This, ladies and gentlemen, is what we must all as Christians seek to do. As I have said before, along with so many others, I have been deeply distressed by the appalling nightmare faced by Christian and other minority communities in various parts of the Middle East. Every week I receive letters from people who are gravely concerned about the persecuted church in the Middle East. Our prayers for those who have to endure this continuing horror seem so hopelessly inadequate under such dreadful circumstances. But please, please just know how truly heartfelt they are.